Here's the question that we've all been anxiously waiting for. You ready?
Yeah.
Can a man light Shabbos candles? What do you say?
He's mechliv, right?
The mitzvah is brought on men and women, so then why is it that women are the ones who light? So that's what we're going to learn about. The tour brings here in our Siman, Reish Samach Gimel, 2 days.
Because, good.
So that's Yusham. Very good. That's Yusham. He says that the Medrash says that Chava extinguished the Nero Sha'olam, right? Adam HaRishon. What would be the other reason? He brings a Rambam. I'll start reading inside. Hanoshim Muzharos Bo Yosimid Yoser, Kedisiv Medrash, like you said. The Bnei Shekov Sonero Shalolam. She extinguished the candle, the light of the world. Pirish Garma Misal Adam HaRishon. And she caused, right? Her husband to die. Vaharambam Zalkan Osun Tam Ludover Mipnei Shemitsuyos Bebayas Vaoskos Bitsarche Habayas. Because women are home more often. Back in the day, maybe the social reality has changed now, but the women were home, right, taking care of the house, and the men were out earning a living. Could be fakert, I don't know. You have both people working, if only woman's working, but the Rama brings it, that would be nafkamina. We could think of a practical nafkamina. What if, in fact, again, we wouldn't say this, but let's say, what if the woman was the one who's working, he's home? So according to the first reason, he didn't extinguish the light of the world, she did. So he wouldn't light. But according to the second reason, the Rambam, he's home more often, he's taking care of the house, right?
Yeah.
So okay. The Bach is an interesting comment right here. It's Noshim Musharos, okay. Near the Hachi Kamer. What does this mean? That a woman is more like halachli, therefore what? There's, like you said, it's on both of them, right? Ha'ish Aina Roitzel Hanias La'ishto Hania, hi, good morning. Yoise, I'm sorry, I lost my place. Leishto lehalik devorich ela roite lehalik baatzmo. Oh, so what if the husband wants? The Bach saying, what if he wants the light? Yes, the women are the ones who are doing it, but he says, it's my mitzvah also. Levorich b'shum de mitzvah bo, yoise mi b'shlucho. That's a famous concept we have, that a mitzvah is better for me rather than my shliach. So if I'm chayev and my wife is chayev, so my wife is like my shliach, I'm the balabais. So she's my shliach. She says, forget it. I want the spitz mitzvah. I want to do it myself. I don't want a shliach. So what would be the din? Quotes all because Gemara Kiddushin talks about the she'ein biyad ha'ish lidchos es ish tomi mitzvah zu. He can't take it. He can't say, I'm sorry, it's my mitzvah and I want to do it. He can't. The women, it's a tokef ha-minhag. The women have taken this minhag to take it for themselves. Kevin de hanoshim uzharos bo yoser taliki tivarech vilohu. Women have more of a chiyuv. They get the first batting order. They're more, for a reason, either because of like the Medrash, that she extinguished the light, or because of the Rambam, they're home more often. So he could do it also along. He lights some of them as well, right? So a man could light two candles also, either at home or in shul, that he could do it, because to get that kiyum of it, but really, me'ikr comes to the woman's for the two reasons. Would he make a brach on that case? That's a great question. Mustama, yeah. It's a good question. Mustama, he would light with a bracha. Although, one sec, maybe not so fast. Let me, we'll develop that, because not now, but we'll have to talk about what men do on their own.
Yeah, questions like with Hanukkah, when we like Mahajimina Mahajra, you know, everybody who lights makes a bracha, even though the mitzvah is only for the household.
Let me ask you a question. Shabbos Hanukkah. What's the minhag? Which do you light first?
You light Hanukkah first.
Why? Why do you light Hanukkah before Shabbos? Think for a second.
Why? You don't want to light on Shabbos.
You don't light on Shabbos.
Right.
So what you're saying is that by my lighting Shabbos, I've accepted Shabbos upon myself. Where do you come to that? The Bahag is the one who suggests this idea that by lighting candles, that was my Kabbalah Shabbos. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, Tadav Shena Tadir. You light Shabbos candles every week. Light Shabbos candles on Hanukkah, and then you light. Who comes to this idea of Bahag? You have to accept it by yourself. So we do that, right? Us Bnei Ashkenaz do that. But more discussion about this. Well, the Ol Shabbos has a chiddush. Good morning. The Ol Shabbos says, Afagav, right? Even though they're only like working on this Bach, the Amrin Bechol Mitzvois, Mitzvah Bo Yosim Mishlucho, Neros Shal Shabbos Shiny. There's a difference that a man cannot take away the white, take away and say, this is my mitzvah, I got it. The women have their opponent.
They have priority, but can she voluntarily say,
okay, this is the age, you're a prima goddamn Jew. We'll see that. This is the age of equality. Everyone's a role. So he's talking says that.
Alternate weeks.
Right, so if he gets the alternate weeks, he says the same time. Well, let me find that prima garden for you. Okay, I'm gonna skip a little bit because I was gonna get to it, but right. So the what's it called? The Mogadon brings down that he should do something, either lighting the candles first and then extinguishing it to make it easier to light, or what I do in my house is I scrape out the little metal things that are left over from last week's candles and I put the new ones in. Okay, you do something for that. So here, Michael, what you're saying. I'm ogrim im yesh lo harbe neros. Okay, so we talked about how many you have to have to light. Right? By the way, I saw afterwards there's a Bnei Yisrael who says to light 36 candles. Can I get the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light? I don't know, 36 candles. Wow. Okay. I would not recommend that. That's not your minhag, is adapting 36 candles. But so he says, even though, right, so let's say they're lighting a lot, yeah, yechol kol echa l'kayim mitzvah, right, each one could do it. They could be equal. Each one could do it. So they're lighting a lot. So he lights a few, she lights a few, so that, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't know how you split it up, but at least he would get the two of them. He'd get the shomer v'zalchar, provided you have more than three, right, because really the acre is one. So then, you know, you split it up. So he says, yeah, that's the thing. So, you know, we've already talked a little bit about times when the man would light for, right? We talked about the woman, that was the minhag usually, that because the woman was sick and physically was unable to after she was a chol, after giving birth, mazel tov, but she can't light that week. So he would light in her behalf, right? We saw that. I think last time we were talking a little bit outside, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav discusses if a woman has a leil tevila and she's not going to be around to the light, her husband could light at home on that behalf. Nowadays it's different because it's not like you have to schlep and they were doing their preparations at the bathhouse, and they're going from the bathhouse to the mikveh. So here, the woman does most of her preps at home. She can light and still go, so it's not such a problem. Or I think we're talking about a chuppah also. If you have a chuppah, because unfortunately the Jewish communities were not so affluent, they couldn't afford two meals. Couldn't afford a chasna and a meal, right? The suda and then the Shabbos. So they would do it on a Friday afternoon. So what if she says, okay, I want to go to Chani's making a wedding. I want to go to my neighbor's wedding. Okay, fine. So she's going to go to the chasna, and then he's going to stay home so he can light in that case. Because by the time she goes and comes back, it would be too late. There's a concept we like to quote in my house. Somehow my son picked up on this. There's a concept: if you steal someone else's mitzvah, you have a knas, penalty. You have to pay how much it is.
It's a bracha.
If you steal a bracha, let's say Yamod, and you call someone, he runs up, and then well, that case won't be a little different. It's you have to pay what's called a sara zehuvim, 10 gold coins.
Because it'd be like mila.
Okay. No. So like for example. We're going to discuss about Kisu Hadam. If you know, really the Shochet has the mitzvah of covering the Dam. Someone else would do it first. But what I joke around like in my house, like I ask my kids to get something for me, right? So if one of my kids will run over and do it before I ask the other one, which usually happens. Like they won't do it themselves. Once you ask the sibling to do it, then they go run and get the glass of water or something, right? So, Asar Zehuvim. So this is an idea that you have Asar Zehuvim, you have to pay for it. So here's the question.
What does that mean?
10 gold coins. Asara Zehuvim. That you have to pay if you steal someone else's mitzvah. So it's interesting. The case of an Ali is not true because the Gemara says, Gadol ha'ayne min ha'mevorech. Let's say you called up someone else and they took the bracha. It's actually better to respond to the bracha than to make the bracha itself. So in that case, the Gemara says, you don't have asar zehuvim. But let's say the Kisu Adam, the classic case where you shechted a chaya and then someone else, you have to do the mitzvah of covering up the dam. Someone else does it before you, so then you could tie in a... Now, we don't do this nowadays because we don't collect... it's knas, it's a penalty. We don't collect it. You can't take them to Beis Din. But if they took your property, if they would somehow figure out exactly what the market value is of 10 zehuvim, if they took it from you, then you wouldn't have to give it back. So what would be the din?
I didn't know you even get a hold of 10 of gold coins.
10 dinar.
We don't even have gold coins now.
Yeah, you have to figure out whatever the market value is. Yeah, so what would be the din if the husband lit anyway? The husband says, I know it's your mitzvah, honey. I know it's for Shalom Bayis. Afal Pichein, I'm doing it. He chaps around. He lights the Shabbos. He lights the Shabbos candle. 1 second, Moshe. So he lights it. So would she have a taina of a Sarah Zehuvim on her husband for lighting that week? So that's a machlok. I'll show you. The machzik brocha. It says like this. Im kodem ha'ish v'hilik ein le'ish to alav elat rumus. All she has is a tain on him. She says complaints, but she can't take him to Beis Din. She can't take him to Beis Din to get her 10 zehuvim back. Because technically speaking, the mitzvah is on both of them. The minhag is that women do it, but she can't tain on that. And the Yaivitz argues. The Yaivitz argues and says, no. Shalom bias. Too bad, honey. I'm taking your Beis Din. I want my money. Al habal muta lichanos haneros, right? Vashemin vapsilos vaishitali. Okay, so he prepares it, right? Al pi kabbal, they bring this down a lot of the Sfarim HaKadosh, meaning that the husband Davka should do something to help prepare them. She'im kodem habal vehilik sarich l'shalim l'schar mitzvah. He has to pay back for the mitzvah ubracha asar zehuvim. Right? They talk about, are you paying for the mitzvah or are you paying for the bracha? So, right? That's even complicated. What if someone took benching? Is it 10 zehuvim or is it 40 zehuvim? If it's paying for the mitzvah, it'd be 10. If you're paying for the bracha, there's 4 brachas in benching. You have to pay 40. What, 40 gold coins. You get expensive. What and some of the Achronim actually, interestingly enough, side with this Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
You mean the Mezumim, but present the Mezumim?
Not the Zumim. So only one person would bench to be motzi everybody. Not nowadays, everyone benches themselves. But it used to be back in the day, one person would lead the Zim, and everyone was Shemei Keone. Everyone would answer and hear Amen to them. So yeah, you have Achronim who hold
But that means somebody would have been designated first, and then the other person.
Right. No, it's,
but
you know,
the same thing. Everybody is mechuyev to bench. When do you say the same thing?
Yeah, but who's the one who's going to actually do the mitzvah of the benching?
Right, but that's the same thing with the lighting of candles. Also,
good. So you're holding like you're a machzik bracha type of Jew. All right, shkoyach, everyone. Have a good Ner Shabbos.
Ner Shabbos. Miss Perky.